No human remains came out of 5 days of digging in a Soho basement as investigators looked for clues into the disappearance of Eitan Peetz. The six-year-old vanished 33 years ago, the day he got permission to walk alone to the bus stop for the first time. Around the city, the case has renewed an old discussion. At what age should parents give their kids more freedom? WNYC's Kathleen Horan checked in with kids, experts, and parents, starting in Brooklyn at PS 39 in Park Slope.
The sidewalk outside the 6th Avenue Elementary School is jammed with parents and caregivers. Mario Rodriguez is waiting to pick up his 10-year-old son because he says he's too worried to let him walk alone, even though they just live a block away.
I'm one of the ones that's a little overprotective in a sense.
I often feel that being in the city, my kids don't get enough freedom.
Phoebe Lichty is the mother of two girls, 5 and 7. She admits that even though she can be overprotective sometimes, she's terrified after hearing news about child abductions.
It just strikes fear in your heart. You just can't imagine what those parents are going through, and it makes you kind of cling a little closer.
According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, hundreds of thousands of kids are reported missing each year, but only about 115 children are victims of kidnapping in a year. NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly says there are about 12 cases similar to Eitan Peetz currently open. And in general, the city is a much safer place. Crime rates are at historic lows. In spite of these statistics, Lenore Skenazy, author of the book Free Range Kids, says many parents still can't let go of their fear.
Either you let it rule your life and end up sort of kidnapping your child on your own, in a way, keeping them indoors constantly, or you have to accept the fact that the world is a fallen place and there's some danger.
Skenazy says she discovered for herself the high level of parental vigilance out there after she received hate mail for allowing her 9-year-old son to ride the subway by himself.
People asked, how would you feel if he had been murdered, if he never came home? And what's strange to me is that's the question we are supposed to ask first when we think of letting our children do anything. We are supposed to immediately go to a story like Eitan's instead of a story like our own growing up.
Parents say that many factors affect their decision-making process when it comes to giving their kids more freedom. Mother of two, Melissa Williams, says she allowed her daughter Caroline some unsupervised time after some of her friends were allowed to do things on their own.
So I don't know if that's a good enough reason, but that is one of the reasons. And we just felt that she was responsible enough. Also, when she turned 8, I can run out to the store for like 10 minutes or whatever. And I just tell her not to pick up the phone just in case someone calls and knows that there's not a parent home.
Parents who feel like they need to keep a tight watch on their kids should try to focus on training them for the next stage of trust, says author and Upper East Side therapist Mary Wallace. She says teaching them to cross the street or not talk to strangers can help, but the decision is never easy.
We have to look around and assess situations. We have to talk to other parents, and we have to use really good judgment and let our children go slowly.
While parents struggle with letting go, their kids often have a clear idea of how and when that should happen. Like 7-year-old Christopher Williams. He explains he'll be ready for some solo flying in 3 years.
Because you're old enough to be outside.
And how far do you think you should go when you're 10?
Just across the street.
His mother, Melissa, seemed okay with that. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.